I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Raphael.
And we're too damn young
to be this damn confused. I thought TBT stood for Turn Back Time.
I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet.
Is it pronounced meme or mem?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we are talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
OMFG is a shot of pop culture Botox that will, fingers crossed, keep us young and fresh.
And super of the now.
We're doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you, because let's face it,
you're probably pretty clueless. List two. Emily.
Deanna.
Well, 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 well.
Here we are. And we have a guest on today.
Yes.
Who's going to be talking about some really important issues. Her name is Katie Dalebout.
Like that.
Yeah. And I just, you know, I'm really excited about her. She has a podcast as well. She's like, you know, really into health and wellness. Her podcast is called Wellness Wonderland. And she's had some crazy guests on there who are like some of my heroes. Like,
oh my gosh.
Kate Northrup, Jessica Ortner, Gabrielle Bernstein.
Who are these people?
And my Erin Stutland. They're like health and wellness gurus.
Oh, there's some, cool.
They got some good stuff.
Nice.
And she lives in Detroit, Katie does.
Girl, that's your whole shit right there.
I know. Well, I grew up 2 miles outside that city. She's a beaut. And I really just have a lot of love for people who right now are just making it such a cool place to be.
Repping Detroit.
And Katie's one of them.
That's cool.
I know. And she's bringing to us today the concept of orthorexia, which...
I haven't heard of orthorexia specifically.
Yeah.
I thought it was maybe some sort of dental work.
It definitely sounds dental.
Dental.
Like a fear of
the dentist. Like, I definitely have orthorexia.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, I mean, no one likes getting a filling.
Nah.
But it doesn't involve necessarily an obsession with body image, but rather an obsession with the idea of health.
Right. So where anorexia, you know, is a mental... It's considered like a mental disorder, and it has to do with, you know, your perception of your body and how you intake food and the craziness that goes along with that. This is more of the concept of, like, you're getting obsessed with being healthy.
Yep. And, you know, us living in L.A., we know about that for sure. And I'm sure, you know, it's everywhere.
Rampant.
But L.A. is such a special place for orthorexia.
Right. And it sounds like the kind of thing, like, if I was like, oh, my God, I'm so obsessed with my health, it doesn't seem to have a negative connotation.
Nope.
But, you know, she's going to kind of walk us through her experience and how it took a turn and what it even looks like to what obsessed with your health in a negative way. I guess there's always – feels like everything with eating and weight, there's a fine line.
Yep, it's a slippery little
slope.
Such
a slippery slope between being like self-care, you know, that we were kind of talking about, like, what the concept of self-care and taking care of yourself and putting the right things in your body and, you know, that concept versus like when it takes a turn.
It's like we're all two rice cakes away from Calista Flockharting.
You know?
I mean,
was she anorexic?
She's so tiny. I don't know. I'm just
guessing. Right, but you're just guessing. Yeah. I'm very curious to find out what... This is, you know.
All right, let's...
let's talk to her, and we're phoning her in.
We're phoning her in.
We're going to phone you in, Katie. So call us, because it's time. OMFG!
Katie, welcome to OMFG.
Hey, Katie.
Thank you, guys. I'm so excited to be here. I'm your fangirl.
Ah, shut up. How did you find us, Katie? It's all about us for 1 minute. How did you get to us?
I thought you might ask me that, and it's so funny. I listen to so many podcasts, and I swear, like, they just come onto my phone,
right,
and I give them a chance, and I'm like, oh, I'll listen to this, and, you know, if it makes me feel happy, then great, and if not, then whatever, and yours passes the test. It makes me feel real, real happy, so I kept listening, and I listened to, like, the newest episodes, and then I was like, oh, I want to see how this thing started, so I, like, went back to listen to the oldest ones, and so now I have to, like, catch up in the middle, because I haven't listened to, like, all the middle ones, so I... don't tell me what happened.
And you know what? You've already taught us a lesson this morning, which is just give it a chance.
Yeah.
Tell all your friends about OMFG and give it a chance.
Give it a chance, because maybe we'll make other people happy too, you know? We're going to stop there making it about us right now, and we're going to get on to you, Katie.
And Katie, remind us of your age. How old are you?
I'm 25, so I'm on the, like, I was thinking about this, like, good thing we're doing this today, because we couldn't put this off much longer. I mean, I'm an early 25, but still, you know, I'm on the
old
end of the spectrum.
You're on our cusp, and you know what? We love our cuspers, because you bring a lot of wisdom to the table.
Right, yeah. Cuspers, I think that is, on the cusp. So we were really taken with this concept, and maybe you can walk us through your journey a little bit and what orthorexia, is that how you pronounce it, orthorexia?
Yeah.
What it is, how it occurs, you know, it seems like the kind of thing that's super on the line in terms of, you know, how you would know if you're not just being healthy and taking care of yourself versus, like, being obsessed. It seems like such a fine line because it takes a lot of energy to be healthy, you know?
Totally, yeah. And I think it's becoming, like, it's good that we're having conversations like this and we're talking about it and there's more people talking about it and there's more on social media. Like, did you guys see that girl, I think her name's, like, Essia or something?
Yeah.
Where she, I'll send it to you guys if you haven't seen it, but basically she, like, went off social media. She's not a cusper. She's, like, 20 or 18 or something. And she, like, was a model and all about, you know, green juice and eating healthy and all of that. And then went on social media and actually recaptioned all of her photos. And she was like, this photo of her stomach, she was like, I actually didn't eat for 3 days. And I like took 800 different angles of that. And this is crazy. And so it's really good that we're having these conversations because I think there's so much of the alternative out there. And that's becoming so much more saturated with, you know, green juice and yoga and all of that, where that's needed in a lot of places that are like food deserts or just don't have access. Like where I live in the country, don't have access to this stuff. And you guys, you know, in LA, like you walk 2 feet and there's green juice like on every corner.
Probably smacks you right in the face. Yeah. It really, you can't go a block without it.
So it's this idea that, you know, the conversation that's good to be having is, there's these images and these people and gurus online who they look super healthy and amazing and you want to emulate them, but we have to understand as a viewer, as someone consuming this, that these images and these are very controlled. It's like people are controlling exactly how they're being perceived, and there's a million bad pictures and there's a million, like, you know, it's not all healthy. Some of it is unhealthy. Like, she hadn't eaten for 3 days and she wanted her stomach to look a certain way to prove that she was healthy. Right.
Yeah, and it's like, we don't know what goes into anybody's body. Like, you could see a perfect body and be like, oh, well, she does that, she has that, and she eats this way, and she's fine. Like, you know, she might still have her period, and she, because, you know, if you're, you can lose your period, which I did, and lots of people do, or you can, you know, like, you can be mentally really unhealthy, right?
Right.
I think that's what you asked, is, like, the difference between orthorexia and, you know, a little anorexia sprinkled in there as well. You know, it's a slippery slope and they're like very similar, obviously. But, you know, I think it's when the obsession becomes an obsession and you're judging yourself and your life is like not, you're not living your life because you're controlling your body and your food. And it's becoming more mainstream to be orthorexic. And there's this crazy statistic out there that 75% of women have eating disorders. Mm-hmm. So that's like insane, you know, and it's just become okay. And I think looking at, you know, people in comparison and like this model, for instance, like we said, like A, you don't know what goes into it. And B, maybe you're not meant to look that way. Maybe you have been thinner in the past, but that might not be where your body wants to be. And like body diversity exists and that's a good thing, but the media really only favors, you know, white thin women. So when we see that all the time, we think that like being that weight and size is what we should be or what we should strive for, when maybe that's not where your body wants to be. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, one thing that Deanna and I were talking about this morning as we were kind of thinking about this show was, I feel like we do ourselves such a disservice by, like, not talking about mm-hmm. the crazy, because we all have it. I mean, every woman has those thoughts about their own body that are super unhealthy.
Yeah.
And I don't mean everyone. I'm making a generalization. But, yeah. like, mm-hmm. so many yeah. of us do. Totally. And, like, you know, Deanna and I are really good friends. And I shared stuff with her this morning that I've never even said out loud. Right. Because it's like, you know, you keep your crazy close to your vest, but that's not always the best move.
Right.
Because if you can hear it out loud, if you can say it to someone, yeah. it diffuses it. You laugh at yourself.
Right.
You know?
And you're like, okay, wait. Like, we were talking about, and I will say that, like, you know, it's so far from me now, but I had a quick moment. And I think when you're talking about that slippery slope, it's something to really talk about, especially for young people. You know, at my age now, mm-hmm. I feel like even if I have beats of, you know, oh, I'm gained weight, I lost weight, whatever, I'm not consumed with it at this point in my life. But when you're younger, especially in your 20s and earlier teens Ooh, and 20s, it's like,
those are tough times.
You just want that ideal. You want to be okay in society. You want to be coveted. You want attention.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's, but I was telling Emily that, like, when I had a semester in London, and I don't recall being particularly unhappy or anything along those lines, but it was the time, which you probably don't know about, but there was a time where everything, the, like, fat-free foods, like fat-free mm-hmm. cookies, snack wells. And, like, everyone ate, like, fat-free was a thing. And I locked onto that. Yeah. And I was heavier than I am now. But I was consumed with just eating, like, fat-free everything. Like, I'd take the cheese off the pizza, which is so bizarre right now, and just eat the bread and be like, great job, Deanna. You know, you did it right. And then yeah. I tried to throw up. I attempted to, like, I was tried to be bulimic, but I was bad at it, you know, so I couldn't quite get the hang of it. But I told a friend about it when I got back, because I tried it several times and I had, like, maybe I kind of puked a little bit, you know, but it was a desire to eat and get everything out of me. And it was a very short window. I got home, I told one of my best friends, and her reaction was just that she sort of took it in and, like, talked to me about it, and I could tell she didn't brush over it. She was like, this is not a good thing. Let's talk about it. And, like, it squashed it for me. So I never really mm-hmm. went down that road. But it's so easy, you know, to get consumed.
Like, you're so, yeah. I mean, I think that, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No,
but, like,
no.
I'm just, like, fist pumping over here, because I think this is so good to, like you said, to have these conversations. It, like, I'm so glad you had that friend, you know? And, like, I recently wrote this essay on Refinery29, like, about my experience. And, you know, I've been blogging about it and talking about it in my podcast, like, from time to time as well. But this, you know, just more, I saw it. And I had so many people reach out to me from, you know, college and high school, and just, you know, random times I had met people being like, you said exactly what I was thinking, mm-hmm. you know? And I think when one person is vulnerable and, like, shares something about this, then right. it kind of opens the door to be like, oh, shit, like, I'm really effed up in that area, too. And then you can out it, and it can be, it doesn't carry as much weight, and people can relate. And, like, the whole fat-free thing, you know, I think, like, that's what it was in the 90s. And for me now, you know, it's, there's so much, at least then we were calling a spade, you know, it was like, right. I'm dieting and dieting to, you know, manipulate my weight and body. Whereas now it's like, oh, I'm doing this to be healthy. And there are some people who genuinely, like, are concerned about their blood sugar levels and their, you know, cardiac health. But I would argue that, like, most girls, you know, in their 20s, my age, it's like the second adolescence where we're trying to, like, set ourselves up for the future. And, you know, that's why we're so afraid of, I think it has so much, the weight thing has so much more weight, because we are afraid of what will be in the future, you know, or, like, that was the case for me. And And so anyway, so it's now it's like whereas in the 90s, it was like, you know, margarine and like picking the cheese off your pizza and stuff. Whereas now it's like, oh, I'm gluten-free or I'm paleo or I'm vegan or I'm this or I'm that. And it's just tossing these labels on ourselves. But like, for me, it was like, it was so uncool to say that I was dieting. Like, that's so uncool.
Right.
But saying that you're being healthy is like trendy.
That's interesting.
You know?
Yes. That's an interesting.
And is that orthorexia? Like, sort of, like, maybe just define that term a little bit for us.
Yeah. I mean, I think technically orthorexia is when it starts to become an addiction and a problem. And like, you make yourself really wrong or bad when you have something with gluten and you think about it for days and you're like so mad at yourself for days. Like, and that was the case for me. Like, you know, moderation is really difficult, or
yes,
at least it is for me, you know, I'll speak for myself, but like extremes are pretty easy. Like, to sit on your hands and say like, I don't eat that, I don't eat this. Like,
Right. And
just to really like restrict things, like that makes it a little bit more black and white. And then you can be, you know, sitting with a friend at dinner and the bread basket comes and you're, instead of like considering it, you're like, I don't eat gluten, you know, and it's
right,
just like a thing. So I think, orthorexia, I think the technical term, is when it like, and I was diagnosed with technically like anorexia because orthorexia wasn't a thing in the DSM then, like that, I don't know what that stands for, but it's like the book, medical book that like has all the diseases in the world. And now it is, you know, which is like a really good thing, I think, because it can kind of help people with these issues. But like the other thing with eating disorders, and like Deanna, you touched on this, like, you know, with this whole diet binge cycle, right? It's like this whole, you know, you restrict till you can't, and then you binge, or it might not be like a, you know, a binge in the way people think it, but then you like eat more food than you wanted to, and you feel bad about yourself. And then you go into this like eating 'cause you ate, you know what I mean? So it's like, well, I had a little bit too much of the popcorn, so you know, F it, I'm going to eat the whole container.
And I already screwed
tomorrow,
it up. So
diet starts tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know? And so I think, you know, just the act of dieting has proven to help people gain weight in the long term. You know, you can lose weight for a while, but, you know, you'll gain weight in the long term. So anyways, I think it's just getting honest about like your motivation. If it's truly like health and you want to feel good and it's not controlling your life in any way, then like you're probably fine. And you have some moderation where like you can, you know, have a cupcake and also have kale, and like it's not the end of the world, and you move on with your life after your meal, and you're not like obsessing about what you ate earlier and what you're going to eat later, and like it doesn't like control your life, then you're good, you're cool. But if it's like a thing that's like taking you away from life, you know, I like, there's this great thing, I think it was like a Huffington Post article, but it says like, make your life your masterpiece, not your body. And like, that kind of changed everything for me.
So how did you, what was kind of, I guess, your low point where you were, your,
okay,
you know, what happened?
Okay, this is a great one. So basically, you guys are going to laugh at this because it has to do with social media. So I can define my low point to a tweet. So it was my senior year of college when things got really low, like literally weight-wise and just in general. And of course, I didn't really like see it that way at the time. But what really like spiraled me on this whole, I like talking about a lot of the like really diety things that I was doing leading up to that point are like super funny to talk about now. Like, I think I read that Lady Gaga was eating a certain amount of calories. Like, I don't even want to say on here because I don't want someone to like start doing it.
Totally.
Like I did. But I like heard the number, and then I was like, oh, I'll just do that. And then it was like, I found this, I think it was like on the Today Show. I saw like some celebrity nutritionist on there, and she had a book. And so I was like, oh, perfect, I'll just get her book and do everything it says and eat the Lady Gaga amount of calories.
Right.
And then I like kept layering things on there. And I think that's how it starts for a lot
of
people. It's like a diet gone awry, you know?
So,
yeah. So I just kept layering things on there. And then, it was my birthday, my senior year of college, and like I was going to dinner with like my family and my boyfriend and my friends, and they were like, my mom asked about a cake, and that just like threw me, and where we were going to eat, the whole thing was just like this crazy, I could not, I was like so, for weeks, I was like thinking about my birthday and how I'm going to handle this, one meal
Wow. So you had, everything was so controlled at this point in your life that a meal out with a potential birthday cake, which you have to eat because it's your birthday, sent you over the edge.
It was crazy town. Yeah, like total insanity. And so then I proceed to tweet at the person, at the celebrity nutritionist who wrote the book, being like, at so-and-so, in 140 characters, basically, oh my God, it's my birthday and I have to eat in your perfect way. What should I do? Like, just being like insane. And a couple of my friends saw that and was like, what the F? Like, how is she, like, is going on? And so they, you know, reached out to my family and friends. And then at that point, everyone was worried about me around me. And so,
they had an intervention.
I was really embarrassed by that.
You were so in it that it felt reasonable to reach out to the person who was giving you advice and be like, what do I do in this terrible situation where people are trying to celebrate my life and there's going to be birthday cake? Like, what is my next step? Did she respond?
Yeah, she sure did. And she was like, well, there's a recipe in the back of the book that you could make. But, you know, since you're in this phase of the diet, you're not going to be able to make the full version because, you know, you're in this blossoming phase. And so you're going to have to remove this and remove this and remove this. And so, like, you know, Holden's or something. but not too many, like something. I don't know.
I'm sick with that information. That makes me really upset. I almost want you to tell us who it is so we can be like
naughty,
bad on you.
Yeah.
Who is it?
No, I'll tell you guys. Well, the book is, I feel bad. She's probably like an amazing person. And actually since then she's written two more books that have like really eased up. So I think everybody kind of, her name's Kimberly Snyder. Have you guys read her book?
Oh yeah. I know her.
Yeah.
I go to her juice place all the time.
It's amazing. And like, I'm going to go too. Like, it's great. But I think since then, cause that was like many years ago now. And now she's like opened a juice bar and you know, when I come to LA, we'll probably go and like, we can all hang out. And like, she's probably like a great person, but in her book since then, she's eased up a ton. But I think, you know, a lot of people in this like industry, I guess, like kind of hit bottoms like I do, where it's like, this is too much. Like, what am I doing? Like, this is not cool, you know? And so I think they end up kind of easing up and being like, you know, maybe that, you know, those extra 5 and 10 pounds actually, you know, are for the cupcake with my husband that I really enjoyed, or, you know, trying my wedding cake, or, you know, eating my favorite pretzels at the holidays. Like, and I just want to have those on my body because those are experiences I get to have that are like actually really fun, you know? And I don't know.
Everything you're saying is like so powerful and so just like
hitting
me hard.
Yeah. We probably need to take a break in a second, but like the thing about food is, you know, like Emily could have a massive heroin problem, right?
I do. I just want to tell you guys, huge.
big day of revelations. And then she could stop doing heroin.
And I would never have to touch heroin again.
But food is so complicated and it's so consistent and you must have it. And so it's very public, whether you're gaining weight or losing weight, everyone can see it. And so it's a much more complicated beast. And I would be curious, maybe when we come back, if you could tell us how you recovered, if there is recovery, and what that it looks like.
We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Okay, totally. We'll be back. Don't leave us. OMFG.
Today's show is sponsored by Howl.fm. Howl is a brand new app and website that changes the way you think about podcasts. It's like Netflix, but for podcasts. With Howl Premium, you get exclusive access to dozens of original miniseries, audio documentaries, and comedy albums, all the archives from WTF with Marc Maron, and all the Earwolf shows like Comedy Bang Bang and How Did This Get Made. The Howl original miniseries are truly unique. For instance, Deanna and I have created one called OMFGI, where we take a deep dive into the look of whether or not millennials like to be considered heterosexual anymore. Check that out. And to celebrate the new year, the Howl team is organizing another giveaway for Earwolf fans and giving you the chance to win a two-night trip to LA for two, travel and accommodation included. During your visit, you'll get the chance to visit the Earwolf studios and to sit in on a recording of an Earwolf show. This contest is open to all Howl Premium subscribers that are currently premium or in free trial. So, whether you are Android, iPhone, or web user, you can participate. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 years of age or older and a legal resident of the 48 contiguous U.S. or D.C. Go to contest.howl.fm to enter and for the rules. Get access to all this exclusive content on your iPhone, your Android phone, and on the web for only $4.99 a month. And with the promo code OMFG, you get a full month of free trial. To redeem your promo code, make sure you create your account on the web at howl.fm and enter code OMFG at checkout. So go to howl.fm, that's howl.fm, and use the promo code OMFG for 1 month free trial of Howl Premium.
OMFG! So welcome back. We are here with Katie.
Hi, Katie.
So happy to be here.
Katie Dalabout, a gal about town.
A gal about town. I love that. Can I take that and use it in my branding?
It's yours.
Done and done.
Thank you.
So, you know, when we were kind of talking about our crazy a little bit earlier today, you know, we were just trying to think of like some LA examples, which are just, I'm sure, everywhere, but they might be a little bit heightened here, of just the way that we're all a little crazy. And I'm not talking about like cool sculpting or endomology or lipo or anything weird like that. But like, you know, we were just talking about like the shared experience of like going to a restaurant. And for me, like if I'm going there with a gal pal, I want to know what she's ordering. Like, in my mind, I have to know what she's... Because if she's going to go super healthy and I'm thinking mac and cheese, it's really, you know, that's going to spin me. Like, if I'm like, I'll have the mac and cheese, and she's like, I'll have the kale salad with chicken with just olive oil and a sprinkle of lemon juice.
Right.
Like, I'm going to be upset, you know?
Right.
So, and that's a little crazy. The other things we were talking about is just like... juice cleanses, which, you know, that they have swept our nation.
Yeah.
And cryotherapy, colonics, infrared saunas. I mean, all of that stuff is very much, it could fall in line with healthy.
Right. Right. Like when, right.
And that's how they're touted and sold. You know, like anyone going to cryotherapy is like, you know, you go into this freezing cold chamber that's supposed to bring down your inflammation. It's supposed to like...
Yeah. Have you done it?
I have not.
Okay,
but,
good.
You know,
have you done it, Katie?
That sounds awful.
Yeah. Okay,
no,
good.
It sounds... I hate being cold, so...
Me too. It sounds horrible. But it is supposed to aid in your weight loss. So it is all of these things that are packaged in like, they're healthy, but you're like, I'm crazy, so I'm going to do them and try to lose weight, you know?
Dude, it's crazy, and it's just getting crazier and crazier. That's why, again, having this conversation, and I feel like my work and talking about this is so important, because I want to just like blow the lid off of all this shit and be like, what's your motivation for doing it? If your motivation for doing it is like, you know, I think this might be interesting and fun to try, like a face mask, right?
Right.
Speaking of, I have one to share with you guys.
Oh, great. Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
We need it.
The motivation is like, this will be a fun, interesting thing to try. I think that it can probably be fine. It can be okay. But if it's like, I need to be doing this, I need to constantly be doing this, this is all I think about. Like, and this is the case for me. Like, I spent my college constantly Googling like gluten-free bakeries and recipes and like, you know, juice cleanses. And like, I have a master cleanse story that will just like have you laughing.
Okay, so I have that, a like, quick question for you in terms of a master cleanse. I remember reading, and it stuck with me for my life, someone did, I believe, some sort of master cleanse, and this book said that you'll be shocked at what passes through your system when you do these type of cleanses. And what got me in like a way that I was like, yes, it's like I swallowed several crayons when I was three that are still in my body and they passed.
Oh my gosh.
During a master cleanse. Like that, the things that this book talked about in terms of what could pass through your body was like fascinating. Like I was like, I never did it, but I was like, I want to do that and just see what like Tonka toy I have in there that'll come out. So I don't know if your story, did you pass anything crazy?
Oh my God, I wish.
I do too.
We may not be talking about this if I had, because I might be like the poster child for master cleansers if that was the case. But no, I didn't pass anything like that.
Okay,
but
cool.
But I did, I heard that Beyonce did it to prepare for Dreamgirls.
I remember
like,
that. Oh, yes.
Interesting. I could do that because I'm good with extremes, you guys. Like,
right.
I'm so good with discipline of like, if I say I'm not eating, you know, and I had just restricted all the food groups basically. So like the only thing legalized was like, I wasn't eating fruit. I wasn't eating, you know, any sugar at all. No, like I had really like gone there.
Yeah.
And before this though, my roommate, like, I remember her like coming home one day in college and was like, hey, do you want to try this master cleanse thing? And I was like, absolutely. I've already researched it. Beyonce did it. Like, let's go. How do we do it? Let's go. And so we like did it together. And so that was kind of an interesting thing. And I remember like she was really good at like making the concoction, but the concoction, it's maple syrup, water, cayenne, and I think that's it.
Yeah.
Lemon, I think is involved. Mm. And anyway, so I was not good at, like the, you know, what do you call that? Like the different amounts. And so there, something went awry. There was way too much cayenne and it was way too spicy. And I went to like a 4-hour art class in college and I like brought, I didn't bring enough of the concoction or the amount I brought was like way too spicy. So I couldn't drink it. And I just ended up like passing out.
Oh,
and
my God. Like,
yeah, I remember, like, my boyfriend had to, like, come pick me up, and, like, it was just, like, this huge mess. It's just, it's crazy, and I've learned so, and you asked, like, about, like, recovery.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I've learned so much in the past, like, 2 years, like, since, like, yesterday, you know? I think we grow and learn so much. You learn so quickly in your 20s, I think. You change so quickly. Like, who I am a year ago is completely different to who I am now. And I look completely different, too, because I've been, like, on this path gaining weight, you know, weight that I needed to gain since college. And, you know, it was crazy. But I had, like, a lot of mentors and coaches and someone, Isabel Fox and Duke, you guys should look up if you don't know her. She's amazing. And, like, she helped me a lot to see this from a feminist perspective and like to get angry and to get into like, you know, I think getting angry kind of about the way that the media is and the way that the diet industry is and just thinking about it like in a different way and just questioning like, oh, is this actually how I have to be? Like, do I actually have to make my entire life revolve around the way my body looks and how I'm eating? Or, you know, is there more to me? You know, is there more to this?
So, totally. Just real quick, just one example can you give of like day to day how you're different from how you were several years ago? Like, what's one way your behavior is different?
That's such a good question. So before every decision I made, this is crazy and like embarrassing to admit, but every decision I made was around not just food, but like how this would affect my weight, right? So like in college and after that, even like, you know, hey, do you, you know, a friend asking me to go to dinner, right? Like it would be like, will this make me skinny or not? No, probably not. I might be, I might want to order this thing there and then she might get that and offer me some and then I'll feel like I'm not going to go, you know? So I would like put my, even though it would be really fun to like hang out with that person or, should I go to this football game? Yes, because I won't eat anything there and I have to walk there and that will be some exercise. Like every single, you guys, like every decision I made had to do with like if it would help me to be.
Then.
And I looked at it at the time. I didn't really see it as I see it now, but I looked at it as like, will it help me be healthier or will it help me not be healthier?
Right.
But really it was like pretty freaking unhealthy mentally.
Yes.
And now I don't think about it as much, you know, like I practiced intuitive eating, right? Like I eat when I'm hungry and stop when I'm full most of the time, but right. then sometimes I don't. Sometimes I, you know, I'm not making that into a diet either. And I'm just being way more chill about it. And honestly, like I'm just so much cooler now. Like I've diversified what I was into because for so long, you know, I was constantly obsessed. And it's yeah. so easy to become obsessed mm-hmm. with health and wellness information. Like those were all the podcasts I was listening to. That was it. And then I kind of changed that to personal development for a while. And now I'm really diversified. And you guys have helped me with that so much. Like, good job. Another, like, I'm going to write this in my iTunes review. Like, I diversified what I follow. And like, I got really into comedy and I started to, you know, learn how to play the ukulele and I like take improv classes and I listen to you guys and it's a lot better and healthier, even though I don't fit into the clothes I did then, you know?
Right. Wow.
Thank
well, that's
God.
Really good. I mean, I think that, you know, this whole discussion is so relevant and we all suffer from it on various levels and ways, you know, and we all, everyone else just has to, like, be easier with themselves, you know?
Thoughts are so important. They yeah. are so important. So just try to think nice thoughts about yourself.
Right. Because it's like seriously, all of this yeah. energy towards something that's really not like a big deal, like we were talking about. And we need to wrap up, but like we need to know the mask. That's really important. But also like one yeah. little tip that I feel like being a grown up has, like I don't buy magazines anymore. And for me, you know, I did buy magazines all the time in my 20s and I would pore over them and sort of try to figure out where I stood and mm-hmm. how to get that and this, you know, and there's yeah. no winning. Like, I don't find right. it, I don't consume them and therefore they're not part of my, like, I'm not really trying to be other people anymore, you
right,
know?
Exactly. And the other nice thing to know for everyone out there who spends so much painful time thinking about their weight is that one day all of that's going to shift and you're just going to only care about aging.
So look forward to that, Katie Dalabout. Get ready to be obsessed about creases and rinks.
Oh my gosh, you guys. Oh man. Yeah, it's the same thing. It's like, I think the weird obsession with weight is that it's so in our control. Whereas like aging, it's not quite so much in our control. It's like, well, if I'm going to have crow's feet, like your options are like surgical or whatever.
Right.
But like, I think, and like masks and stuff.
Well,
but,
what is that mask, by the way?
Yeah.
The mask you wanted to teach us?
It's this bubble mask. But really quick, I was just going to say that like our weight might not so much be in our control even, you know, like it might not. Maybe our bodies are meant to look differently. But anyways, the point is the mask.
Go
so
ahead.
The mask is this bubble mask.
Go on.
It's insane. One of your podcasts, you guys talk about Korean products and how they're awesome, and they are. And this is another Korean product.
Oh, my God.
And it's this bubble mask. So you put it on your face, and it just feels like a regular old clay mask. But I think you wait, like, I haven't actually done it yet. I just ordered it on Amazon yesterday. And after a while, I saw this on a YouTube video, like my favorite YouTuber. I'll send you guys her link. You're going to be obsessed with her. You should probably have her on.
What's her name?
It bubbles. So you start to look like the Michelin man because it's blue and your face just looks like really swollen and humongous and it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
Oh my
and,
God.
Yeah, she looked so funny. And then she had like all these great things to say about it. Like her skin was so smooth and she had like a pimple coming on. Like she could feel it was going to be there and it never ended up coming. And so,
praise.
Yeah, I think it's worth exploring.
Oh my God. Well, I am.
Thank you for that.
What is the YouTuber's name?
Cloudy Apples. I'm obsessed with her. She's Canadian. I think she's might be a year younger than me or on the cusp, but yeah. Get in touch.
Is the mask called Eliza Vecca or something like that?
I think it's just called the bubble mask. Yeah, that must be it.
Emily's Googling some bubble masks and we see some things happening here. So
I'm going to send you guys the video too.
I have to say I'm terrified by the description of my face bubbling over, but I'm intrigued.
Rinks, y'all.
Yeah, rinks. Try to get rid of them rinks.
Yeah, I think it would be good.
Okay.
Well, it'd be fun at like a sleepover too, you know, to do with like a bunch of girls. I feel
that's
like
cute.
That would be really fun and funny. And that's like what I want to do.
Yeah, me too.
So Katie, tell everyone where they can find you and follow you.
KatieDaleBout.com. And on all of my social media, I'm at Katie Dalebout, just like my name. And yeah, like, come hang out with me. I have a book coming out in 2016 in April, and it's about journaling, which is like a big tool for me to get over all this craziness about food and figure out what else is really important. So yeah, and I host a podcast, and you guys are going to come on eventually.
Yay!
Which is going to be really rad.
We can't wait. We're super excited.
Yeah, this was awesome.
It's going to be the best.
Important to hear and talk about, and you know, hopefully everyone, we can still continue this conversation. And there's like great people out there, like I think like Lena Dunham, who are like making the world a better place just by existing. And you know, like, it's good, it's a mm-hmm. good conversation to kind of get into. So thank you.
OMFG. Well, that was so nice to do our first phone chat with such a cool girl.
Super cool. I liked her a lot.
Katie Dalebout.
Yeah, and you know what? She's about it.
She is about it. And, you know, it's
Dalebout, right? No, Dalebout. Don't look at me.
I know. She said it differently.
Know. Okay.
But, you know, it was really cool that I can't believe we haven't gotten there yet.
No, we haven't really like unpacked.
No, right. And it's a youthy issue for
for
the youths, you know. And so I want to personally apologize to the youths
sorry,
that
youths.
We haven't gone there yet. I think part of that is kind of what we were talking about is like at a certain point, here's the hope, here's the rainbow. You don't care as much anymore.
It's like full disclosure, put on 20 pounds from when we started this podcast to like, you know, almost at the end of the year, right before my wedding.
Mm-hmm.
I had put a 20 spot on.
Okay.
And I went to the gynecologist and she was like, you put 20 pounds on. And I had a rough year. My dad was sick. And, you know, I know why I put on 20 pounds because
right.
I wasn't paying any attention to myself. I was just sort of like in another... I wasn't putting focus on, like, healthy eating and all that.
Right.
But I was just like, okay, I'm going to take it off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think a little bit easier. Like, if that happened to me in my 20s, you know, I feel like I would have melted down and hated myself.
For sure.
You know, and I was just like, look, life happens. And I don't want to have that happen again. That being said, I'm not going to crucify myself.
Exactly. Because I think really the most important message that's like been just swirling around this entire issue is just like, be fucking nice to yourself.
Right.
There's
yeah.
nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with anyone in any body, in any shape. You know, like, just be nice to yourself.
Right. Like, you may have to do a little bit more of this and a little less of this, but when you become consumed...
That's the issue.
And I think that I really haven't thought of being healthily consumed with something as being the same issue as being, you know, anorexia.
Right.
Or anorexic or bulimic. But
that was important. Yeah.
I mean, think that's a good concept.
I think it's a good concept. And I think it's everywhere. And we kind of, you know.
Yeah.
We didn't really realize it.
No.
So that's a good lesson. Thank you, Katie.
Yeah, so just Google Katie, Dalebout.
That's right. And she has a great podcast called Wellness Wonderland. And
she's got a book coming out.
We've got a podcast.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah,
we do.
And you can follow us at OMFGpod.
Right.
On Twitter.
And Insta.
Wherever you really want to.
Yeah. And you know what? Don't mind yourself, right? Run right over to iTunes and just give us a little, like, shout.
Hey, girl, hey.
I love you.
Yeah, a little. We'll write it for you
if
you want
us to. Yeah, just be like, hey, girl, hey. Hey, girls, hey.
We love you.
We love you. You're the best.
Five stars. 10 if they have them.
Yeah, like, can't wait for more. I am Deanna Chang at Deanna Raphael.
I'm Emily Foster at Frida Foster. And we will see you next Tuesday.
Yes. Yeah, it's pretty clear. I ain't no size 2, but I can shake it like I'm supposed to do. 'Cause I got that boom boom that all the boys chase, and all the right junk in all the right places. I see the magazines working out Photoshop. We know that. Merry Christmas! I'm Ho Ho, the naughty elf, and I know it's not Christmas, so I don't give a shit. I live at the North Pole where I have to make duck toys for shitty kids, and it makes me wish I could kill myself, but I'm immortal!
see you forever. The only thing that keeps me going is my favorite podcast with special guest Lauren Lapkus. Oh, it's so good. I love it. I want to marry it. Every week's like a whole new show where a different comedian is the host and Lauren is the guest. It makes me so excited I want to kill a cat and skin its bones and eat them for dinner. Yum. Anyways, listen to this clip.
Your gaze is so judgmental.
I know. Inside, you have a perfect body. You just don't take care of it. If we could just carve you out of there, we'd have a perfect statue. But you down those flaming hot Cheetos and
so
don't.
Good.
They're disgusting.
So good.
You talk about my tan hands. Well, you have red fingers.
That's the sign of a true snacker.
Did you like that? Did ya? You'd better like it or this year Santa's coming down your chimney and dumping coal over your dumbass house. I can make him do that. Check out with special guest Lauren Lapkus today at earwolf.com on Howl or your favorite podcast app, you dumb little butthole. Ho ho!
Pop.
Pop?
Pop.
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 Pop. Pop.
Pop.
Pop. Pop. Pop.
This has been a Wolf Pop production, executive produced by Paul Scheer, Adam Sachs, Chris Bannon, and Matt Gourley. For more information and content, visit wolfpop.com.